Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Nancy Bennett, the program director of the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us once again. And a big year for the Jamestown Community Piano Association. 15th anniversary.
Yes, this is the 15th anniversary that we've had a piano in Jamestown. It was purchased in 2001 by subscriptions, by donations from 228 Jamestowners.
Wow, so that was the first piano in Jamestown.
Well, okay.
For the association anyway. So 15 years
ago. It was the reason they did it. It was because it was the first good piano in Jamestown.
For public use.
Absolutely. Yeah. There were plenty of private pianos, but to find a good piano, this was actually a few people who were in the Episcopal Church who had this idea because the piano there wasn't very good. And there weren't any good pianos in any of the other churches or any of the other public locations, the rec center or anything else. So they decided to buy one and got together 228 people. $28,000 later,
wow.
We bought a Schimmel piano from Boston and installed it. The St. Matthew's Church allowed us to store the piano there, keep it there, and we've had our concerts there ever since.
$28,000 piano. I mean, I know a guy in Providence could have gotten one cheaper than that for you.
It's a 7-foot piano, and the Schimmel is actually not a particularly well-known name, but people who do know it's a good piano. And one of the reasons this has made such a difference is that most pianists have to rely on the venue to have a decent piano
in order
to play. And
right.
Most venues are concert halls and universities. And even then, the pianos may or may not be well-maintained, particularly in universities. Concert halls, of course,
right.
That's a different matter. So this is one of the few venues that has a great piano that's being maintained by a board that's very interested in having concerts there. And it's sort of one of those situations of, if you build it, they will come. We
right.
have a piano. It's well-maintained. It sounds good. Pianists can come and play.
What a deal. Sounds excellent. And you're in the middle of your 15th season. A couple weeks ago, you had your first of the series with Musica Dolce.
That's right. Musica Dolce is a local ensemble group. Many of the performers are from the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and they play around the county in their own series. They've been very popular. We've had them several times for our series, and they have their own following.
Right. They're always a hit wherever they go. They've been on our program several times, and they are a wonderful group of people. But let's move forward. Your next concert is going to be October 23rd, so just a couple weeks down the road. And who's coming up for that?
We have Nadezhda Vlaeva, and it took me about a year to learn how to pronounce it. She's Bulgarian-born. She's been playing since she was 5 years old. She lives in New York, and we discovered her through a friend who was a friend of another performer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her second time back to play with us. In fact, you have a sample to play, which is of her concert coming up.
All right. Well, why don't we play it right now?
Thank you.
beautiful music, and we have a title for that piece that we just heard.
Yes, that was the, it was from the Fantasy Stuka by Sergei Borkiewicz, and that piece was entitled Dream. Borkiewicz is very interesting, especially in relationship to Nadezhda. She has sort of rediscovered his music. He was a Russian who left Russia, went to Germany to study, had to go back to Russia, was thrown out of Russia, then he couldn't go back to Germany because of World War II. So here's this musician.
A man without a country, almost.
A man without a country, and he was composing beautiful music. And this particular piece apparently had been ready for publishing, put in a box, disappeared in Leipzig someplace, and was discovered in 2013.
Wow, so
it's
relatively
very
new, yeah.
Very new. Yeah. And she had played Borkiewicz, which was absolutely gorgeous, in her previous concert with us. So she's bringing Borkiewicz back in this particular piece for our next concert.
All right. Well, you know, we were talking about the 15th season of the Jamestown Community Piano Association, and all of the concerts are where the piano is, which is St. Matthew's Church.
Right.
And that's all the concerts start at 2 o'clock. And it's a wonderful thing to be in beautiful downtown Jamestown at St. Matthew's Church. It's the kind of thing where if you haven't had a chance to go there and listen to it, you should do that. The church is located at 87 Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. And so get yourself out there. Now, if people want to get tickets, how can they do that?
Well, we present all of our concerts free and open to the public, so there are no tickets to be had.
Free?
Free, absolutely free. It was a decision we made early on that we wanted to make this music available to anybody who wanted to hear it. And we really wanted to foster the love of live piano music, often most of it classical at this point, but the love of live piano music. And so we have a very loyal and enthusiastic audience. They do donate generously at the door, but donations are not required. We want people to come.
Well, I would imagine that, you know, if they're free, then how do they pay your huge salary as program director?
Well, my huge salary as program director is more work. I get to stand up and do some of the introductions, and we have a fundraising campaign in the fall. We send out fundraising letters. We also have been finding a number of donors who are willing to support individual concerts. So I suppose we could say we've got a few angels running around who are helping us with individual concerts. And then we have this enthusiastic general public who actually just give us whatever they feel they can afford.
Excellent. Well, that's a great way to do it. We want to get to some more music. We have quite a bit to play this evening, and we'll talk about the dates when we come back from this. But we have one more by the same artist.
Yes. This is a piece by, let me see if I get this right, Alexander Vladigirov. I am not familiar with him. It's a toccata, so it's a fairly fiery piece, and she will be playing it in the October 23rd concert as well as the piece we heard before.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by the Jamestown Piano Association. And Nancy, the Music Adelche concert, which was a little over a month ago, and then a couple weeks we have the next concert coming up. And then after that, on November 20th, you're going to have your official 15th anniversary gala.
That's right. This concert is going to be four local pianists, Rhode Island pianists, who will be helping us celebrate our 15th anniversary celebration. And one of those pianists has been with us from the beginning of our concert series and has been a musical advisor to us. Manabu Takasawa will be one of those pianists. And we don't have an example of what he'll be playing in the November concert, but we have a sample of his playing. This is a Brahms, I believe it's an intermezzo from Opus 118.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Nancy Bennett, the Program Director of the Jamestown Community Piano Association, talking about their 15th anniversary season. It's going to be quite an event running all the way from now, actually started a couple weeks ago, started with a concert with Music Adelche on September 18th. Next concert's going to be October 23rd, and then several more concerts running all the way up to May. So it's quite a aggressive program you have, Nancy, put in place. There's people involved from that are professors from the local area we talked about that are going to be involved in your 15th anniversary gala, which is on November 20th. And then we have another event coming on January 29th.
Well, I wanted to say a few more words about our 15th anniversary, and you're right, I forgot to mention that Manabu is a music professor at the University of Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. He's probably director of piano, but I can't keep up with the new titles that they give him.
We'll give him whatever.
We'll give him that, exactly.
We'll call him a master director of piano.
There we go. Okay. There we go. One of our other performers for that concert is a young man that we are very proud to have had an association with and to feel that we've had some part in his rise to his present situation. Sam Hollister has lived next to the Jamestown Community Piano all his life. The piano, of course, arrived after Sam did, but he started playing in student concerts when he was 12 years old. Manabu Takasawa would bring his students and also students from URI to play in our regular student concert, and so we started listening to Sam at that point. He grew to such a great pianist that we had him in a two-person concert shortly when he was in his teens. And then in his senior year in high school, he played a solo recital for us. He is now at Yale studying music conducting, as well as physics or math or something else like that. And we're very proud to have had such a hand in his development.
You can say you knew him when.
We knew him when. We also, he actually fulfills what we'd always dreamed the piano would do, which would be to encourage young pianists to perform.
Excellent.
And that's what we're really hoping. And so he will also be playing in the 15th anniversary celebration as one of the local pianists helping us celebrate
local
the 15th.
Local guys make good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, then. After the first year, the concert I was talking about is going to be a piano trio.
Yes, the Olympus Piano Trio is sort of how the friends and connections of the Jamestown Community Piano Association develop. Ben Capps is a cellist who is the putter together of this Olympus Piano Trio.
Wait a minute, I'm going to write that down. Putter together. Okay.
I know, you heard it here first, right?
That's a good one. I like that.
He was brought to us by Vasily Primakov, who was recommended to us by an audience member. Vasily's been playing for us for a number of years. In the last season, he brought Ben, and they played a piano cello concert for us in the spring. Vasily is he's a master pianist on his own, and we're just so pleased to have him as part of that. He also will be coming to the Jamestown Community Piano in the fall of 2017. Okay. In the meantime, of course, having been introduced to Ben Capps, who was a wonderful cellist, and I think we have a piece of theirs that we'll play in
all
just
right.
a second. He then came back to us with his trio, so now we're having the trio in January. But you have an example of Ben and Vasily.
Let's do it right now.
Thank you.
Nancy. I think we have time for one more piece before our next break. I know it's a little bit lengthy. We want to get as much as possible in. What is it?
This is a piece, a Chopin piece, that Vasily Primakov will play. He is somewhat of a Chopin expert, and his first concert with us was an all-Chopin concert. This is Ballade No. 4 in F minor, I believe.
All right, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Nancy Bennett from the Jamestown Community Piano Association, and we're talking about their 15th anniversary season, which started a couple weeks ago and running all the way through next May. And Nancy, maybe we should take a moment right now just to talk about the various concerts coming up and the dates people can make a note. Or they can go to Facebook and look up the Jamestown Community Piano Association and get information there. But what other dates besides October 23rd?
Well, November 20th is our 15th anniversary concert. January 29th of 2017 is the Olympus Piano Trio we just talked about. February 26th, Viktor Valkov. March 19th is Alexander Matuskin and his students. April 9th, Jennifer Chu, and May 14th is Manamu Takasawa. And I'd like to say something about our February and March concerts. Both Viktor and Alexander Matuskin came to us sort of through the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. I heard Alexander Matuskin play in 2014 and was so knocked over that I actually had to break down a shyness barrier of mine to go find his agent and see if he would come play for us. He was the sweetest man.
You have a shyness barrier?
Well, it does. You wouldn't know it, but at that point I did. I hadn't ever done that before, and I was really quite aggressive about that. Anyway, he played for us last September, and I just adore his playing. And he's coming back to play in March with his students from the Manhattan School of Music, some of whom will have professional careers themselves. So he's another way in which we've been encouraging students, and we've been encouraging students from universities who have, either a career or have a recital coming up. And I was one of those people who had a recital coming up. So I played for the Jamestown Community Piano back in 2006, and I loved it. So that's been one of our passions. And Viktor Valkov just played with the Kingston Chamber Music Festival this past summer. And so we're looking forward to hearing him in February. And then our final two concerts, Jennifer Chu comes to us as a recommendation from our advisor, Manabu Takasawa. And Manabu Takasawa is playing our May 14th Mother's Day concert. It is traditionally always a Mother's Day concert so that people can bring their family to these concerts.
And it ends May 14th. There's no June 12th Father's Day concert, I noticed.
No.
I see how you are. All right.
But maybe we'll work on that.
All right. And I just want to reiterate that all of these concerts are free and open to the public. Donations gladly accepted to help keep the piano going and in shape. But free concerts. So get out and support the association. One more piece of music for us to listen to, and that is what, Nancy?
That will be Alexander Matuskin playing a piece by Schumann, A Fantasy in C Major, the first movement.
Excellent. And Nancy, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing the music with you tonight for our audience, and all the best to the Jamestown Community Piano Association on their 15th anniversary season.
Mike, thanks so much for having me in, and we hope to see people there, and so we encourage you to come out and experience this incredible music on this beautiful piano.
Excellent. Thank you. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.